here. We have this interesting case, the Rosh's in Klal, Mam and Hey, Seif Beis. And he talks about the case with a brother, borrowed a ring, right? Borrowed a ring, and then he gives it to the woman as Kiddushin. The question was, is that a good Kiddushin or not? So first he sets out the basic distinction between something that's borrowed and something that's Matana Manas L'Achzir. Matana Manas L'Achzir, he says, is a real Kinyan Haguf. It's a real ownership, as opposed to something that is borrowed. Borrowed, you just have rights to use it, but it doesn't really become yours. Therefore, Lulav, simply lent or borrowed, would not be usable for the mitzvah, as opposed to Matana Manas L'Achzir, which would rise to the level of Lachem, and that would be something that one could use for the mitzvah. Then he has other distinctions between Sha'ul and Matana, one of which was the case of Onsen, the other was that the thing that's borrowed cannot be lent out without the Rishus of the Bailam, as opposed to something which was given as a Matana Maslachzer can be given to anyone who the recipient deems fit. Except that he has one problem, and that is that at the end of the period of the Matana, he's going to have to give it back, he's going to have to get it back. And that's where this issue picks up over here, where he quotes his, one of his Rebbeim. He says, I heard from my Mori Mishpaira, or it's Rabbeinu Simcha from Shpaira, Dafka Kiddushin Demotol Yad HaIsha Amanas Lahachzir, Lohava Kiddushin. The Gemara says that all the cases of Matana Amanas Lahachzir, Shmei Matana, it's good Matana. You have it there? It should start with Ube Inyan.
How many paragraphs is it after the
Aleph? Oh, here? Here it's, eight paragraphs. It's before this. It's the paragraph before this.
Oh, before we go.
Somewhere, it should be somewhere over here. If that helps. The Gemara says that all those cases of Matana al Manas L'Hachzir Shmei Matana, but it doesn't work by Kiddushin. Why doesn't it work by Kiddushin? Not because it's not a Matana. Not because it's Lav Shmei Matana, but for a different reason. It's it is Matana, but the reason why it fails is because a woman is not Mekudeshes with Chalipin. Okay, why is a woman not Mekudeshes with Chalipin? It's Torah Shal Peh.
Okay, good, great.
The reason why a woman does not accept Kiddushin that's done in the manner of Chalipin is because Lo Mekanya Nafsha, since it's subject to being done with less than a shavapruta. That's not the issue over here. That's not the issue over here. That just removes chalipin as a category from kiddushin. I'll just read the Gemara. Just there's a couple of lines over there. This is much earlier in the parak. Yeah. I think it was over here. Lomakani Nasha, here it is. It's on Gimel and Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says, Minyana de Resha, Lumiyute Mai, Minyana de Seif, Lumiyute Mai, Minyana de Resha, Lumiyute Chuppah. Kesav Shtar Mbiya, but not Chuppah. Chuppah doesn't work for Kiddushin. But it happens to be that on Daf Hey, Rav Huna is cited as saying Chuppah does work for Kenya for Kiddushin. If you remember, I think that's the sugya that we started with here. Yeah, exactly. Mikal v'chomer. So what's a lemiyute mai? Lemiyute chalipin. It's to exclude something else, namely chalipin. Saka daita chamino hoil ugamar kicha kicha mistei afram. Maybe you'll reason and you'll say that we learn out Kinyan Kesef for Kiddushin from Stei Ephron. Kicha Kicha mi Stei Ephron. What works in lieu of Kesef for Sadeh, for Karka? Oh, Chalipin works over there. Mas Sadeh Mekanya b'Chalipin. So you'll say, just like a Sadeh can be acquired with Chalipin, Af Isha Nami Mekanya b'Chalipin. So you'll tell me, A woman can also be karet chalipin. Kamash malan. No. Veim hachanami chalipin ismi b'pachas mishavar pruta. Visha pachas mishavar pruta. Shloma kani nafsha. Right? That a woman doesn't. Two reasons, or two statements, I should say, that the Gemara is making over here regarding chalipin. One is without any explanation. The Gemara says no, chalipin doesn't work for it's excluded. It's excluded. Then the Gemara says additionally, ve'im achinami chalipin isn't pachas mishavar pruta, ve'isha pachas mishavar pruta lo mekani nafsha. It also happens to be that it's subject to be done without a pruta, and therefore a woman will not agree. Rashi says, "Deganayhula hilchach batala l'toras chalipin b'kiddushin." Rashi says further, even if you would use one that has a shavar pruta, you'd use a keli that has a shavar pruta, not good. Iyayavra b'loshen chalipin, no good. Unless he does it b'toras kinyan or kicha or kiddushin, then it will be good, but that's not chalipin. And there's a whole separate question here. Are there two things going on here? Is there one thing going on here? But that's not our issue. So the Gemara says unequivocally, chalipin is not good for kiddushin. The chalipin that Rashi says, the Gemara is talking about, is called kinyan sudar. Kinyan sudar. I'm the buyer, you're the seller. You're selling me the karka. I give you my sudar. You pick up the sudar. You made a kinyan on the sudar. In turn, as soon as you've done that, your field belongs to me. You've been marking the field to me. It's an exchange. We'll call it an exchange. All right? Getting into all how chalipin works is not for now. That's a whole separate sugya, one that we discussed earlier in the year when we did the earlier part of the parak. But for our purposes now, for those that are here, the issue is chalipin is out, and therefore says the Gemara, matana amanas lahachzir, even though shmei matana, it's not going to work. Why? And the Gemara's lashon is interesting over here. I was just noticing this before. The Gemara's lashon is simply, why doesn't it work? Oh. She'ein isha niknes b'chalipin. Doesn't matter why. Right? Doesn't matter why. The Gemara doesn't care why. Chalipin as a means of kinyan for kiddushin is not acceptable. It's out. Oh, so since it's out for chalipin, therefore, amanas l'hachzir is also out. It sounds like it's very similar. The problem sounds like the Gemara is not explaining what the connection is. Right? What do you mean? Just because it's not chalipin. It's not chalipin. But what happens in chalipin? The suda goes back. The suda goes back. This was actually Tosfos Kasha. If you'll ask me, what's the comparison to chalipin? Imishum de chalipin hadri. If you'll tell me it's because the chalipin goes back, ha be chalipin gufayu, am darin perakashut fin, the itaf is la mitvasi. In other words, it doesn't necessarily, the guy could walk away with your suda. Right? It doesn't have to necessarily go back. It's conventional that it goes back. But if the Baal HaSoda keeps your sudar, that's it. Nothing to do about it. V'nir l'ri, d'lav chalipin hu, u'midir abonon hu d'lo hava kiddushin. L'fisha derech ha'olam l'hachzir chalipin. Again, it's not because, it's not actual chalipin. This is not actual chalipin, right? It's not kiddushin because derech ha'olam l'hachzir chalipin. Since the normal, conventional method of chalipin is that the sudar goes back to the baal ha-sudar, to the buyer. So that's what happens over here. Basically, you're giving something and you're taking it back. Vani ke'ein chalipin dami. It's similar to chalipin in that regard. In that you gave something, but you're getting it back. That's all.
But you just said that.
It's not inherent in the way the kinyan works that the suda has to go back.
So how is it similar to chalipin?
Because
sometimes it happens that way.
In practice, that's the way it goes. In practice, derech ha'olam l'hachzir chalipin. That's the comparison.
So we compare.
Again, we can get caught up on that separately. And why is the Gemara saying that therefore it's a psul for amanas lachzir? But what Tosa is saying is it's not a psul in so far as it's inherently like chalipin, because chalipin, you're right, chalipin need not go back, but it does go back. So madach over there goes back, and we don't use chalip, and so too over here, since the nature of the thing is that it goes back, afkeinu rabban on the kiddushin. That's what the Gemara says. Tosa says, "Kein chalipin dami ve'asi lemeimar isha niknes chalipin, isha niknes pechalipin." Technically, maybe she could have been, but hilchach afkeinu rabban on the kiddushin mina teida de'i kichalipin damu ve'mecher heich kana. B'hai mana ha'ein matbei nasa ha'ein matbei nasa chalipin b'chein b'pidgin aben lami he b'no padei b'chalipin halo kasef he shkalim k'siv v'lo chalipin. And these are all questions that we have to deal with at some point. But at the moment, it sounds like what Tosa is saying is the comparison is insofar as the way it generally takes place. Derech ha'olam. Derech ha'olam is it goes back. This is it goes back. Just like chalipin's no good, this is not good either.
Chalipin itself is not bad. It's just the woman that would be willing to be.
Well, that's what I said. That's a separate question, because the Gemara sounds like it's saying two things. Gemara is saying two things. Chalipin is out, and also after the Kamash one, ve'ei mahachanami. The question is, what does it mean hachanami? Is that the reason or is that not the reason? That's a whole discussion over here in the Rishonim back on Daf Gimel. If that's the reason, or that's just an additional problem. But let's leave that aside. There are nafkaminas. But getting back to Arishu over here, this is where this Rebbeinu Simcha comes in. And the Rosh quotes his one of his Rebbeinu Simcha. Did you find him in there? Did you find anything?
Yeah.
So he quotes his one of his Rebbeinu Simcha, and he says, the Rebbeinu Simcha had a bit kiddush. What was his kiddush? That where it doesn't work by kiddushin, it's the matal yada isha al manas lahachzir. It's only where it comes into the hand of the woman as a matana amanas lahachzir that it doesn't work. Why? The dami lechalipin. In that case, it's dami lechalipin. See, he's also, the lashon he uses is also very telling. He doesn't say it is chalipin. It's dami lechalipin. Aval emem akadesh hishel tabas amanas lahachzir v'holach v'kidesh bo isha stam v'kudeshes. So what is he saying here? Just factually, we discussed this before. When does it not work to do kiddushin with matana amanas lahachzir?
For chalipin.
When it's similar to chalipin, i.e., the mata liyad ha'isha amanas lahachzir. When it comes into the hand of the woman as a matana amanas lahachzir.
But if it comes her, therefore, on a different basis, it is effective.
Even though his relationship with the object is matana amanas lahachzir. Right?
Huh?
Sounds like a big chiddush. See, when the Gemara says matana amanas lahachzir is no good, it's only when the matana amanas lahachzir is given to the woman as such.
As matana amanas.
That's right.
Okay.
But let's say you borrowed something from someone else.
Right.
You borrowed a ring from your brother. And you have to give it back to him. But then you go ahead and you give it to the woman, stop. You say, Harei HaMikdash Asli B'Tabazu. He says, that's good kiddushin.
Now, your sister, your wife has to return it to your brother.
No. She doesn't have a chiyuv to him. You have still the chiyuv to make your brother whole. So you're going to have to go and get it from her and then give it to him. But not insofar as her bilis or her right over the ring.
Does this imply then that if one steals a ring?
Steals would be different.
Well, she gives it to the woman.
I think that's Dafka now he's saying.
Well, we said before there's only one case.
Because what's Matan Almanas Lahakzir as far as you're concerned?
That you give it back to the.
When you have it. When you have it. When you stole something, you don't have it. It's in your possession. It's like. Okay, that's only where you did something to it, maybe.
You put it in a ring.
He took metal and you made it into a ring.
No, I took his stone and put it in a ring.
Oh, okay, that's different. That's Takanas HaShavim, Takanas Meirish. But let's say it's a regular case. You stole something? You're not going to be... Shoal's no good. Right? Stolen's no good.
But how would I... Let's say I steal it and I give it to her to keep it.
I know, okay, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I could do that.
I don't know, that's a good question.
Weren't we saying that you have to give something over, though?
Yes.
You have to be giving something over.
So here, that's exactly what he seems to be saying. You're giving something. How do I know you're giving something?
You giving something.
Yes.
Even though you're doing the physical action.
Nope. How did the Ritva and how did the Rosh learn Matana Avanas
Lahaksir? Matana, real Matana.
It's a Hakna. Right? You remember that that Rosh and Sukkah? The Rosh writes like this. This is again Rosh and Simon Lamed. Which had a Hasra. Pay a lot of money for the lulav. He used it. He used it. Rabbi Yeshua v'yatzebo. Why did Tommy give back to Rabbi Gamliel? Tahafil lo hachziru lo yatsu kulon. To Rabbi Gamliel, nasan lo Rabbi Yeshua v'matana gemura. Why did Tommy give it back? He gave it to him as a gift. I say, here, Hal, this is yours. Once it's yours, do what you want with it. So he used it, he gave it to Mr. Brody, he used it, he used it, gave it to Yoni, he used it, he gave it to Levi, he used it. Why does that have to come back to me? He says the Gemara just telling you something additional. That a matana, a mitzvah is also called a matana. Didn't have to be that way. Because I was yotzei already. I did my mitzvah. What do I care? But it says the Gemara is bringing in this idea that it came back to me to show that matana is arched a matana. Dami Rava, Hilch Esrog Zeb Matana, Amanas Lahachziro Li. Not lo v'yatza bo, hachziro yatza. Lo hachziro? Lo yatza. V'chein ha'isa matana v'ra v'amliyo. U'lohachi tana v'hachziro v'ra v'amliyo. D'im lo hachziru, lo yatza. Since it was a matana, I'm not a hachziro. If it wouldn't come back to me, stomach no wouldn't have been yatza.
Right, because it's only yours insofar as you give back.
Afa pi shekol echad lo hachziro v'ra v'amliyo. K'in ha'isa matana shekol echad yisnei l'chaveyo v'yachziro v'ra self. V'tzeok shi yisnei l'matana g'mura al manas shi yachziro. You have to give it back. Right, Levi, you have to give it back to me as a matana. Here, I'm giving this to you as a matana. If I say, here, this is yours, it's yours until you finish using it for the mitzvah. Not good. That's not good. If I say, here, it's yours until you do the mitzvah, then it reverts automatically to being mine. No good. Although the So that is how it works. Lo yitzibo. Why the habi kimo show? That's like a borrow. V'teidu mi da'omar l'kamon lo linki inish l'yava l'yinuka b'yom atava kama l'yinuka makni koni akni lo makni. V'im eno tzorech l'hatzor matana nihi katan lav barakni hu. Likni le achi yitzibo v'lachzor lo memela. Alavar tzorech l'hatzor v'lo matana v'katan lav barakni hu. And that's why it has to be that it's not automatic. That's the rush in part. There's a lot more to the rush over here. He gets into onsen also. If we have time, we'll come back to that. That's the rush over here in Sukkah.
That was
a cotton proof,
right?
That's a cotton proof, exactly. That's what Ketzos has to deal with. So what the rush is saying over here in the Tshuva, he's a quote this rabbi of his, Rabbi Simcha Mishpaira, and he's saying, okay, you can always count on you, Yoni, for some dark comment. Okay, so now, what did this Rebbe say? He said, oh, it's only where you got a matana amanas lahachzir, and then you get, or even if it's yours. Even if it's yours, and you gave it as a matana lahachzir, then it's no good. Why? Because then it's similar to chalipin. But where you happen to have a chiyuv of matana amanas lahachzir on the object, and you gave it to our stam, that's okay. Why? That's like this case of the rush. I gave Hal matana amanas lahachzir. What did he do with the lulav? He passed it on. 100% okay. Each person, right, used it and was yotze with it. Then it came back to me. Everyone's yotze, no problem. Right? So that's what he's saying over here. If I gave the ring to Yoni as a matana las achzir, during the period of time that it's in his possession, he can do what he wants with it. Just what? Just has to make sure that it gets back to me. But during the time that he has it, whose object is it? It's his. So if he gives it to the woman, she's mekudeshes. Why? Because she didn't get a matana manas lahachzir, as far as she's concerned. She got something that you have full bios over. All right, what about the fact that it has to come back? Yeah, it has to come back. That's for a totally different reason. Why does it have to come back? Not because I gave her a matana manas lahachzir. It has to come back because you have a matana manas lahachzir. This is like the Ritva. The Ritva says that what it is, it's Akna Gemura. I gave you Akna Gemura. Okay. So we asked on that. Aye, what about the fact that it has to be given back? Right? In general, no, okay. So Matana Ma'as L'Achzir. Forget about the Kiddushin now. Matana Ma'as L'Achzir. Why is it Shmei Matana? Why is it yours? Oh, because we said that the fact that you have to give it back is just a Tanai. It's just a Tanai. The Tanai could have just as easily been, I'll give this to you on the condition that you give me something else. This is yours 100% on the condition that you give me something else in return. It happens to be it's this thing. That's exactly what we're seeing here. I'm giving it to you on the condition that you give it back to me. You gave it to this woman. What did the woman get? She got what you own. But you have a chiyuv to give me something back. It happens to be that thing. But it doesn't mean there's a deficiency in that thing.
Looking at this as two different transactions.
That's right. That, and that's the Russian's Russian here. When he quotes his Rebbe, he says, even though it has to go back, it's beautiful. It's really a beautiful idea. The Chol Omer Amanas Ki Omer Me'achshav Dami V'Havi Matana. The Chiyayiv Iyu Lam Amanas L'Hachsu Yayiv Lo. He didn't give it to her Amanas L'Hachsu. He gave it to her. Shalma Yisrael, here's a ring. Let's get married. V'Lo Dami L'Chalipin. And it's not similar to Chalipin. Why? I forgot the Tzricha L'Hachzir. She has to give it back to him. Why does she have to give it back to him? Not because that's what I gave her. That I gave her something that's to be given back to me. No, I gave her something that was mine. Yeah. Why is it to be given back to me?
Because
I have an obligation. I'm sorry. Kidei l'kayim tana'o. So yachzor v'yipne mimena v'yachzor v'yikayim tana'o.
So he has to first acquire it from
he
her.
He has to take it back from her. It's hers. Okay.
So he has to give it to him.
Again, we're assuming by this point they're not married yet. Because if they're married already, then it belongs to him. But assuming they're not married yet. What does it mean that it's no good because Khalipin's no good? That's what Tosa says. Since Khalipin normally goes back.
So it's because it goes back.
That's
so,
right.
So I mean, in this case, it also goes. In this case, also, she.
But it's not going back because it has to go back. The nature of what I gave her is not something that goes back. That's what
either
we're saying.
It's not there either. It's derech ha'olam. That's the thing. It's
no,
not,
no.
It's the words of the Tosfos are derech ha'olam. Like it's general.
That's the chalipin, but not matana manas l'hachzir. Matana manas l'hachzir always has. It has to go back. So an inherent in what I gave her something that comes back.
That's the definition of transaction.
That's what matana manas l'hachzir is. Comes back. You ask me what's the comparison to chalipin? I'll tell you. Chalipin comes back. Not because it has to, it comes back. That's the nature of it.
It just happens to come back.
That's what Tosfos is learning, yeah.
Right, so even though this case where I own it, and I give it to you without all the it's still going to go back.
Not because it has to go back.
Not because it has to. Because the Chalipin also didn't have to go back, but we're still not drawing a picture.
Forget about it, right. Chalipin. Gemara's already making that comparison. The Gemara's making the comparison to Chalipin. Chalipin didn't have to come back. Make out then, but the nature of that kinyan chalipin is that it comes back. Matana al zahachzir, the nature of the kinyan is that it must come back. So now, since chalipin is no good, this kinyan is no good. That's given. Just take that for granted for now. Right? We could din zechan that separately and say, well, what kind of business is that? I mean, that's a separate question.
Right. I mean, here's my point. I'll just sort of say my
go ahead, just say it out.
Khalifin, it's not
don't
the,
hold back.
It's not on the nature.
Tell us how you're really feeling. Yeah.
It's not on the nature of the thing that it's going to go back. It's just that it happens to go back. So we're saying we're going to compare, when we're comparing Khalifin to the case of Al-Manasalati.
That's right.
We're looking at, is it going to go back or not? That's the only way we can compare it to the two.
That's what that's
in the two. In the nature of the
Derek
two,
Holland.
They're not the same. It's only Derek Holland. It's not
they're practically the same.
Right. So what we're looking at is our standards are practical standards. Does it go back or not?
I know, but before you take that next step, and I know where you're going, understand that Matana Amnas Lahachzir, it must go back. It must go back. So you'll say, well, where I gave her something, it must go back also. No, I'm saying over there, it's not that it must go back. It's not inherent in what I gave her that it must go back. It's for a different reason.
Wait.
Once you can get past the problem that Khalipin and Matana Amna Asla Hafzir are not 100% comparable. They're not. I agree with you.
The problem is, I'm sure they're not because of the fact that they're not 100% comparable, but the fact that we're comparing, we can't say that the reason why Amna Asla Hafzir is a no good case is because its nature is that it goes back. We can't say that. How can we say that it's because of its nature that it has to go back?
Why can't you say that?
Because we'll compare it to Khalifin, where it's nature. We don't care about its nature. We care about whether it just goes back or not. As in the case of Al-Nasalati, we should also care about the same thing, as in the case of Khalifin, where it doesn't go back or not.
Yes, he's specifically saying it's not like Khalifin. It's not like Khalifin. Lo hayu kiddushin didamei l'Khalifin in that case. Avam l'kadosh hishal tabas amanas l'hafzir, v'heilach l'kiddush bo isha stam mekudashas. I know it's bothering you. Let me see if I can try to say it a little bit more convincingly.
I feel like...
You understand what it's bothering
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean... He wants it to be consistent. He wants to leave it and I'm not sure. We'll go back. The other one, it's within the object.
That's exactly right. Well said.
You
want to say it again? That's good.
When you're talking about
even though it's for different reasons though.
Right.
Good.
Right. But in both it's within the nature of this transaction that we're doing that the object will go back.
Must come back. Or,
right.
or will come back.
Right.
So it will come back.
So the distinction is it part of the transaction or is it the object? That's the distinction.
Right, in the second one, in the borrowing case, it's this object happens to be an object that will return, but it's totally outside
that's right.
of the
it has nothing to do with what I gave her. It's not what I gave her that's coming back. Or it's not because of what I gave her that she's giving it back to me. It just happens to be that it's coming back because of an external reason.
Right.
Because I have another transaction with someone else. But the problem of the Matana Amanas Lahakzir, when given as such,
itself.
Is that inherent within what I gave her, it's going to come back. In that case, must come back.
It's like the mouse.
You want to say that the Misa is what...
Right.
We're comparing it to Khalifa in terms of a Misa. In this case, it just happens to be, it's only in the Chefza.
That happens to be returning.
Right.
But it's not inherent.
It has to be a Misa of the actual giving it over.
You say transaction.
Right, transaction. Right. I think better. Misa, not really. Because it's not the Misa. In both cases, you're giving it up. It's just that the giving that you gave, I would say the Nesina, call it that. Not necessarily the Maisa, but the Nesina is somewhat qualified. In this case, the Nesina is not qualified. It gave you the whole deal. It gave you everything. What's the problem? The problem is that I have to square away with someone else. The guy's going to break my kneecaps if I don't give it back to him. So fine, so I'll take from her what's hers. What's 100% hers. But that's not the way it works with Matana Amnas Lahachzir.
Because it's a lack in the Netina itself.
That's right.
It's qualified.
That's right. Again, it's called Matana, but insofar as it's similar to Khalipin, it's lacking.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's lacking for Kiddushin.
Right, for Kiddushin it's lacking. I don't think, I speak for myself, I don't think I would come to this on my own, right? If you ask me, Matana Al-Sahafzir, I say, yeah, that's Matana Al-Sahafzir, it's a problem. But you see, this is a very nice distinction that he's making. It's true. It's matana amanas lahasir, but that's only insofar as you and the first party are concerned. Right? As far as you and the second party are concerned, or no, third party are concerned, I should say, it's not a matana amanas lahasir. Right? Because if you speak about it just in abstract, say, can you give more than you have? That's really what it comes down to. Can you give more than you have? The answer normally is no. Over here, yeah, you are giving more than you have. Why? Because it's Shmei Matana. Because when you got it, you own the whole thing. You just have a condition. When I say you're giving more than you have, it's not really true that you're giving more than you have. In the physical world, you're giving away more than you have. But in the halakhic world, no, you're giving exactly what you have. What do you have? You have the thing itself.
In terms of the distinction in terms of like the scene and the object,
right?
In the first transaction, when I give, like, before you,
you're the owner.
The girl, when the owner gives it to you, I'm an asahatir. What exactly is lacking? Even though
nothing's lacking. It's a matana. It's 100% good matana.
The scene is
no, there that's not lacking at all. It's good. You gave him what you have. He owns that thing right now. It's only because it's kedushin that now becomes an issue. That's why if you would try to be mekadesh someone with that instead of giving it to him lahachzir, then the nesina would be deficient for kedushin purposes. Why? Oh, because it's like chalipin. What do you mean it's like chalipin? Oh, because it comes back. Even though what he has is everything.
Only in the kedushin case.
That's the only case that it's limited. That's right. The Gemara's. That's right. That's the Gemara's maskana. Matana amanas lahachzir by all these cases, shmei matana. Oh, by Kiddush is no good? Yeah, that's for a totally different reason.
It's results. Right? It's results. You can call this five, you can call this five terms. Right. Well, it's so you have to know maybe if it's two different hands.
No.
Might be too much.
How is it? Well, this is exciting.
No matter what, I say it's too much. We're not
having to. So badly when everyone else doesn't share my excitement. So.
One sec.
I mean, so I feel like something wrong with me. That's what makes me excited. Okay. You want to do the next little point here? This point we actually saw yesterday, but maybe it's just good to go through. I'll try to just get to the end of this paragraph. Okay? Before Gamani Tzayer Tzirin. See how it's just beautiful how they wrote, but V'od Haya Omer Moriza. Apparently the same Rebbe said something else. Dimnasna Isha Hachefetz L'ish Amanas L'Hachzir. Listen to this case now. Okay, Levi, with me?
Yeah.
This is, I don't want to say the opposite, but in nasna ha'isha ha'chefetz la'ish. Let's say previously the woman had given the object to the man. Amanas la'achzir. Ad shloshim yom. She lent him a lawnmower for 30 days. V'kidsha b'chefetz zeh tol shloshim yom. Now within 30 days, he comes along and says, here, he has a lawnmower. Be mekadeshes to me.
This is for those 30 days.
No, forget about that. It's his right now.
So he should be able to do it.
He can do whatever he wants with it. So he doesn't, what?
It's gotta be good.
He doesn't give it to her and say, it's your Mekadesh is to me, this is Matana Amanas Lahasir. He says, here.
Well,
he said, here. Right, here's a lawnmower.
Just tell us
the name. Harez Mekadesh.
Yes.
Umukzar, it's considered returned. Rafil Omar Amanas, Chef Taxi Rehu. Even if she hasn't said, what? That's right. Sometimes it comes out that the woman can actually be mekadeshes with her very object. Can you imagine this guy?
The nerve.
Yes, it's real chutzpah.
There's a book about that. It's called The King of Schnarrs.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
It's one of these things, the Shalom Aleichem.
Oh, okay. One of those types of things. V'nira dehamakadish stam b'tabah she'ulo. Let's back to our case. The guy just takes a ring that's borrowed. And he says, here, now borrowed. He borrows it. Can the first begufa dummy? Shaharia Isha Savura Shatisharat Abbas Biodalagamre, Ildas King, the Scotchalo. She thinks it's hers forever. And that's why she accepted it. It's not going to be good. Right? Vahi Ditosefta, the Tani Hamakash, Pikadon, the Kudashis, Mari Pikadon, Shahar Shuhu, Bailov, the Mashreshbo, the Kitcha Bahanos Shimusho. That worked. Because he gave me the right to use it, and I lent it out to her, and she was mekudeshes me with the hana. Obamaos Mutarin Hamufkaban Etzlo. The Misha Shehev Kidam Kemosha Hilvuhu Dami. The Makalish Batabas Ubaparashu Ula. The Hana Shimash Adith Makalish Batruma Maisos. That comes back to the initial premise over here that Hanas Shimush is really something. It's non-tangible, but it's really something. Ubechalipin, back to Khalipin. Ubechalipin, the Ba'inan Kalev Shalkona. When I buy your field and I take my Sudar and I give it to you, Kalev Shalkona, Esher the Sagi Besudar Shal. Maybe it's possible for me to even use a borrowed. Sudar, the Maishna Mechalitza, the Tanya Chalitza B'Sandal Sheina Shalom Chalitza Sakshera. B'Chavayu Nal Oksiv. It says that it has to be your Nal, right? V'Afilu Im Timtzelo Mar She'in Kinyan. Even if Tommy, it's not a good Kinyan. The Mestam Shetzarich Liknos B'Kelav Shalom. Meaning, I can't use a borrowed keli to do a Kinyan Sudar. Kiddushin Lo Yafina Mine. The Hamad Beya Upiri Ein Nasin Chalipin V'Yishem Miskabedeshes Behen. Woman can be mikudashes with those things. Klishal now mi afal pisha in nasas chalipin isha miskadashes behanas shimushal. She'll be mikudashes with the hanas tashmish of those objects. This is actually all the Rabbeinu Avigdor. So Rabbeinu Avigdor was the one that was quoting. I'm sorry, I said before that there was the Rosh that was quoting one of his Rebbeim. All of this, apparently, I misspoke earlier. All of this is Eila Divrei Harav Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Sadekzal. All this was a quote up until here. It doesn't say Ad Kan Lashono, so it's a little misleading. But when he says Ubi'inyan Matana Kibalti Mimori Rabbeinu Simcha Mishpaira, that's not the Rosh speaking yet. Gama Nitzar Tzirim, that's the Rosh. The next paragraph, he says, okay, so this is Rabbeinu Avigdor, and this is Rabbeinu Avigdor citing this Rabbeinu Simcha. Now I'll put in my two cents also. Then it's the Rosh, right? Gama Nitzar Tzirim. Lo Emta, right? Lo Emna Milachavos Da. Should be day, right? What do you have over there? Milachavos day.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not going to hold back from giving you my my approach to this issue. Okay, I think that was good. It was a good little workout.
So, what was the last thing we just said? Did you switch?
The last point, you get into more detailed issues, and we're not going to get into these issues, whether the sudar has to be yours, it could be borrowed. But the second to last point that he makes, I think, is also very interesting. It's her object, you have it, unless you think about it, and Svara, it should follow suit. It should work. She gave it to you, Matana,
and you give it to her.
And you give it back.
Totally.
No, it's good.
Oh, it is good.
Right, because you gave it. You have it. Now you gave it. You didn't give it to her. You gave it to her.
Does it have to be before the time, or can it be?
No, he says it's returned. He says it. Says mikudashes umuchzor umuchzor. It's returned, and she's mikudashes with it.
It's yours. That's hers again.
Right. So even though you're returning it, you're also giving her something that right now is yours. So simultaneously, you're being mikudashes with something that's yours, and you're giving back something that's hers. What's that? Yes.
No,
sorry. I said it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a lawnmower. Right?
Oh, that wasn't his.
No, any kid. You joking?
No, yeah, I'm kidding.
You joking? Yeah, it could be anything. What did you say, chainsaw?
My mother-in-law used the chainsaw. You know, it's one of those things.
My mom keeps one under her desk at work. Just in case
he
gets out of hand.
He talked to Morris about chainsaws. He's actually a big fan.
Nobody gets
he likes to see stuff. Cutting down trees. He has a chainsaw.
Back off.
You can ask him. He's a big fan of...